If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 10 emerging real estate trends in 2021. Hey, but before we get started, I always like to touch base with you guys, see how you're doing. I hope you're enjoying your summer. Hopefully you're getting out and able to do things with the fam, or if not, maybe get out there with your special someone and spending time and enjoying some of the beautiful weather that's out there right now. Some of you are kind of a little reserved in terms of investing right now because it is definitely a seller's market out there. But I would encourage you to take a look at our website, do a little search, type in the words off market, and we have tons of podcasts and articles about how to find off market properties if you want to pursue that avenue. Definitely a little bit more work, but you can find some great deals out there still. You just have to know where and how to find them. Well, let's jump into our tip of the week here. Should you buy with cash or finance? Now, as an old dog, I'd prefer to buy with cash. I really don't want to chalk up a bunch of debt, but sometimes there's pluses and minuses on both sides. Is it better to buy with cash or to finance your investment property? That depends on your investing goals, really. Paying cash can help generate positive monthly cash flow. By all means, take a rental property that costs $100,000 to buy, for example. With rental income, taxes, depreciation, and income tax, the cash buyer could see $9,500 in annual earnings or a 9.5% annual return on the $100,000 investment, which is a great return. And it's not unusual to buy a $100,000 property and to get $1,000 a month if you buy right in cash flow. So you can do really well buying by cash. On the other hand, financing can give you a greater return in some circumstances. For an investor who puts down 20% on a house with compounding at 4% on the mortgage, after taking out operating expenses and additional interest, the earnings add up to roughly $5,580 per year. Cash flow is lower for the investor, but a 27.9% annual return on the $20,000 investment, your down payment, is much higher than the 9.5% earned by the cash buyer. So there are definitely some, and you weigh it out too, you also will be able to write off the interest that you're paying on the mortgage. So, you know, taking $20,000 and buying five $100,000 homes as opposed to using $100,000 to buy one home, you got to weigh it out. And so it depends on your investing. Anyway, that's the tip for the week. Let's get back to our topic, 10 emerging real estate trends in 2021. Real estate, like nearly every aspect of our lives, took plenty of blows during the pandemic, and we've talked about it a lot and had a lot of shows about it as well. People fled big cities and freed up... People fled big cities and, freed up by working remotely, clamored for homes in the suburbs. Lockdown families craved more space. Landlords fretted over collecting rent from tenants struggling with unemployment. And commercial storefronts and office space sat empty. Now, as we look ahead, real estate is considered a bellwether for the future of an economic recovery, population migrations, consumer demand, and more. Now, in a study done by Roofstock, they looked at a number of different trends that are out there using data from the Emerging Trends in Real Estate 2021 report compiled by PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers Accountancy, and the Urban Land Institute. And these trends cover topics such as investment prospects, notable real estate markets, population migration, and the effects of COVID-19 on residential and commercial real estate. The trends in this report are based on interviews and surveys of more than 1,600 people who work in real estate advisory, investing, lending, or real estate development. Trends in real estate are intertwined. Think about it. Construction costs are high as commodities are expensive and supply chains are disrupted. Consumers' shopping habits have altered demand for brick-and-mortar shops, warehouse space, and online goods distribution centers. Rents are soaring, and houses in some places are sold within days, well over the asking price. In today's podcast, I'll be sharing 10 critical factors influencing all of these things working together there, and what trends are coming out of it for real estate this year and beyond. Let's look at the first one. Most important issues for real estate market, job growth, pandemics, construction labor costs. As jobs come back across the U.S., people who are renting may find themselves able to take out home loans, adding more buyers to an already competitive market. Some experts have predicted the housing shortage will continue for years before self-correcting. Now, I don't know if that's my feeling on it, but some experts are saying that. While buildings slowed during the pandemic, construction costs, both labor and manuals, soared. Many of the price rises were a result of worker shortages and disruptions in supply chains for commodities and raw materials. The price of lumber, as one example, rose by more than one-third. Costs continued to be high, compounded by a shortage of skilled labor. Number two, COVID-19 accelerated the development of public open spaces, decline of storefront retail. A 2020 survey from Ernst & Young Global Limited found 33% of consumers anticipated shifting more to online shopping. In 2021, nearly 40% said they are still shopping at physical stores less than before the pandemic started. Consumers are showing less tolerance for service disruptions linked to the coronavirus. Just 1 in 5 of those surveyed said they are forgiving retailers for such disruption. Now, COVID-19 has also elevated the discussion around how critical open public spaces are and the disproportionate access different demographics have to them. Roughly 100 million Americans do not live within 10 miles of a park, for example, a statistic that came into sharp focus in 2020. Restaurants setting up outside seating, along with surges in discussions around and demand for more open spaces, are driving infrastructure projects that will answer that need from coast to coast. Now, number three, suburban migration is growing and will likely increase. City residents started heading for the suburbs to work remotely when the pandemic hit, and they're continuing to do so. Many in this demographic are largely moving to suburbs close to cities, such as New Yorkers moving to New Jersey or Connecticut, leaving the option to return to the office part-time. or coming in for meetings or just special activities, but still working primarily out of their house. A suburb close to the city also offers access to urban amenities. Experts say demand will continue to grow for single-family suburban houses. Number four, government-sponsored enterprises bring the capital for real estate institutions. Government stimulus for coronavirus-related economic recovery is helping boost the real estate sector and real estate investment trusts. Funding helps tenants stay current with rent, allowing landlords to pay their mortgages, property taxes, and other expenses. Some people have even used unemployment money, which came in a huge surge early on, for down payments on homes they were buying. Other government funding has gone directly to landlords and to small businesses, also benefiting real estate investments. Number five, effects of COVID-19 are exacerbating the affordable housing crisis. And this is a real tough one right now, especially for those that are depending on affordable housing. With housing prices rising, affordability has become a worsening crisis. Across the country, rents have gone up more than 7% in 2021, and they're expected to continue to rise. By definition, affordable housing means the property costs 30% or less of a person's income. It's estimated, though, that the people that depend on this nationwide, there is a shortage of some 6.8 million rental units for tenants and extremely low incomes needed. So that's a real hit. Number six, Raleigh, Durham, and Austin are two real estate markets to watch. In Raleigh, one of the hottest real estate markets in the nation, houses listed for sale are on the market an average of 4 days. Okay, only 4 days as of July 2021. Demand for housing is fueled in the area in part because a high number of buyers have good credit scores and are prepared with healthy down payments. In Austin, median home prices have been hitting record highs month after month. Housing prices are up some 42% from where they were a year ago, according to local realtors there. Number seven, investment prospects are highest for industrial, distribution, and single-family housing. Now, we've talked about this quite a bit, especially on the industrial side. Industrial and distribution properties are strong commercial real estate investments since e-commerce grew so dramatically amid pandemic. With more e-commerce and less business at traditional brick-and-mortar stores, warehouse space is needed for goods. According to one estimate, 330 million square feet of warehouse space will be needed to house online orders by 2025. Additionally, companies doing sales online need distribution centers as they need to improve their delivery systems. Number eight, fulfillment warehouses and single-family rental subsectors have the highest ROI potential. Again, you know, going back to what we just talked about on those industrial spaces, great place to invest right now for excellent returns. Along with the commercial real estate sector of fulfillment and warehouse properties being in demand, the single-family rental subsector is attracting investor interest. Having spent so much time at home during the pandemic, families are moving and seeking detached rentals with more space. Of the nation's 46 million rental units, about a third are single-family. The build-to-rent market is growing as well, and about 12% of new construction of single-family homes this year has been in the area of rentals. Number nine, residential investment prospects grew the most for vacation homes, high-income single-family homes. Now, vacation homes have become a popular investment as Americans are traveling again, but are opting for more privacy and distancing than traditional hotels and motels provide. This past summer, over the Independence Day holiday weekend, reservations for short-term vacation rentals were nearly 50% higher than they were in the pre-pandemic summer of 2019. For the rest of the 2021 summer, the outlook for such reservations is strong, up 80% over 2019 levels. Rates are higher overall, another plus for the vacation home investor. And number 10, single and multifamily housing starts are expected to plateau until 2022. housing starts are being held in large part by the perceived high cost of building materials and a labor shortage. The prices for steel, lumber, concrete, and other materials remain very high, yet have come down considerably. However, the market is still not seeing much reduction. Also, builders are seeing extensive delays in the delivery of goods like heating units and windows. Lumber prices could still remain high due to the wildfires this summer in the West, experts say. Now, in conclusion here, I mean, there's 10 different trends that are happening, many of which impact us as investors, if not all of these. And it's a matter of where you're investing and how you're investing. But keep your eyes on these trends, and it should give you a better idea as where things are going and how it may impact your real estate investing efforts in the long run. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled 10 Emerging Real Estate Trends in 2021. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.